This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The cyber attack that hit the University of Colorado system may be bigger than first reported. CU spokesman Ken McConnellog says even those who didn't use Acelion, the file sharing service that was breached, may have had their data compromised.
So there are 450 users of this service at CU. You know, the reality is it's tens of thousands of records are sent using this service.
The full scope of the cyber attack is not known. CU officials are still reviewing the contents of the compromised files. The FBI is investigating the breach. Portable natural gas generators may help close a major coal-fired power plant in Colorado Springs. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Colorado Springs Utilities says it struck a $100 million deal with General Electric to install six portable natural gas generators. Officials say it's the first time these kind of machines have been installed in the U.S. If all goes according to plan, those generators will provide uninterrupted power as the utility transitions to wind and solar. City leaders plan to completely close the Martin Drake power plant by 2023. The most recent EPA data show it produced 870,000 metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions in 2019. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
19 degrees with fog and mist in Colorado Springs. It is 20 and overcast in Pueblo, 28 in Denver, 32 in Vail, Grand Junction, 48 degrees. This is CPR News.